now.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Family members are grieving an American couple who were church missionaries killed during a gang attack in Haiti. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Gang violence and gunfire erupt routinely on the streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker says his daughter Natalie, 21 years old, and her husband Davey Lloyd, full-time missionaries in Haiti, were killed Thursday night. He says they went to heaven together. Lloyd's sister says she and her brother grew up in Haiti. Their parents are full-time missionaries there. She says the couple and the Haitian director of the Missions in Haiti organization were ambushed by gang members as they left a church and later shot by another group that attacked the home they tried to hide in. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. has announced another military package for Ukraine. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more.
Two officials previewed the $275 million package yesterday, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken has now confirmed the aid, saying it's part of American efforts to help repel the assault near Ukraine's second biggest city. The package includes rocket systems, munitions, and artillery rounds. The State Department says Blinken will also travel to Eastern Europe next week, amid concerns about not just Russian advances in Ukraine, but its potential interference in neighboring Moldova and pro-Moscow legislation being pushed in Georgia. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Egypt says it has agreed to send UN humanitarian aid trucks through Israel's main crossing into Gaza, but it remains unclear if the aid will be able to enter the territory as fighting raged in the southern city of Rafah amid Israel's escalating offensive there. The CIA chief met in Paris with Israeli and Qatari officials trying to revive negotiations for a ceasefire and a hostage release. This is VOA News. More than 2,000 unionized workers from Samsung have gathered in Seoul for a rare rally to demand fair wages. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
K-pop performances and dance music soundtracked a major demonstration in South Korea Friday. National Samsung Electronic Union President Son Woo-mok.
The company said it wouldn't give out any incentives, even though its operating profit has reached 11 trillion won. Employees do not understand this at all, so we continue to call for fair and transparent management.
Union officials said membership has jumped fourfold over the last 2 years to 28,000.
Francis McGuire from Reuters. A former CIA officer and contract linguist for the FBI accused of spying for China for at least a decade has pleaded guilty in a federal courtroom in Honolulu. As part of an agreement with prosecutors, Alexander Yuk-Ching Ma has pleaded guilty to a count of conspiracy to gather or deliver national defense information to a foreign government. U.S. prosecutors say in court records they have an hour-long video of Ma providing classified information to intelligence officers with China's Ministry of State Security. Prosecutors say the video shows him counting $50,000 received from the Chinese agents. After 3 years of military rule in Chad, interim leader Mohamed Idris Deba was sworn in as president on Thursday. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
The country is the first of six junta-led states following coups over the past 4 years in West and Central Africa to orchestrate a return to constitutional rule via the ballot box. Nevertheless, Davies' victory was controversial. He won 61% of the vote, according to the Electoral Commission, but two losing candidates unsuccessfully challenged the result, alleging fraud. Deby seized power in 2021 after his father, President Idris Deby, was killed by rebels. The older Deby had ruled Chad, which is rich in oil resources but one of the poorest countries in the world, since a coup in the early 1990s.
David Doyle from Reuters. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz has waded into the European election campaign by warning that the next president of the European Commission should not seek support from far-right parties after next month's vote. Left-leaning parties across Europe have been heaping pressure on their mainstream conservative and liberal counterparts to rule out cooperation with far-right parties after the June 6th through 9th elections to the European Parliament. But a big swing to the right could make it harder for the next president of the Commission, who will need approval from a majority in the new pan-European Parliament to lead the 27 bloc effectively, with a fading support of traditional parties. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.